हरे कृष्ण, मीनिंग रिजाइड्स नॉट जस्ट इन द कंटेंट बट ऑल्सो इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट. इन द फिलोसॉफी ऑफ लैंग्वेज द क्वेश्चन ऑफ सिमेंटिक्स एनालिसिस ऑफ मीनिंग्स ऑफ वर्ड्स इज ऑफन एसोसिएटेड विद द क्वेश्चन ऑफ वेयर डज मीनिंग रिजाइड. वी नो दैट सेम वर्ड कैन हैव डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स. So when we use a particular meaning, a particular word, what does it mean? Where does it mean? Where does its meaning reside? Does it reside in the particular sound vibration of the word itself? Or does the meaning reside in the context in which that word is spoken? Because the same word can have different meanings in different contexts. So actually, it is not just in content. Content is not just in context. We need a blend of content and context to understand the meaning of the words. This can be illustrated by looking at the Bhagavad Gita's usage of the word avyakta in 8.20 and prior to that in 8.19. So in 8.19, Krishna says that how from 8.17, 18, 19, he's talking about the temporary material world. And he says, avyakta advyaktayah sarva prabhavatyah ragame रात्र्यागमे प्रलीयन्ते तत्रैवाव्यक्तसंज्ञके भूतग्रामः स एवायं भूत्वा भूत्वा प्रलीयते रात्र्यागमे अवशः पार्थ प्रभवत्यः रागमे. सो ही सेज ही इज यूजिंग द वर्ड अव्यक्त ओवर हियर टू रेफर टू अनमैनिफेस्ट मटेरियल नेचर. एंड देन इन द 20th वर्स परस्तस्मात् भावोऽन्यो व्यक्तो व्यक्तात् सनातनः यस सर्वेषु भूतेषु नश्यत्सु न विनश्यति. इट इज बियॉन्ड दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वेर देयर इज मैनिफेस्ट एंड नॉन मैनिफेस्ट. बियॉन्ड दैट देयर इज अ इटर्नल वर्ल्ड एंड दैट वर्ल्ड नथिंग इज डिस्ट्रॉयड. व्हेन एवरीथिंग हियर इज डिस्ट्रॉयड दैट पार्ट रिमेन्स एज इट इज. देन इन 8.21 ही टॉक्स फर्दर अबाउट दिस इटर्नल वर्ल्ड. अव्यक्तोक्षर इत्युक्तस्तमाहु परमां गतिम् यम प्राप्य न निवर्तन्ते तद्धाम परमं मम. सो ही सेज इट इज अव्यक्त. दैट इटर्नल अबोड इज अनमैनिफेस्ट. इट इज अक्षर. इट इज इनफैलिबल. इट इज नॉट डिटेरियोरेटिंग एंड डिस्ट्रॉयड. तमाहु परमां गतिम. इट इज सुप्रीम डेस्टिनेशन. एंड यम प्राप्य न निवर्तन्ते एंड हैविंग अटेन्ड दैट वन डज नॉट कम बैक टू दिस वर्ल्ड. सो वॉट दिस मीन्स इज दैट देयर इज द वर्ड अव्यक्त हियर इज बींग यूज्ड टू रेफर टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. And here, avyakta is used in a sense which is clearly different from the avyakta used in 8.20. In 8.20, avyakta refers to the meaning which is that material world, material things have a form. When they have a form, they are manifest to us. When their form disappears, they become unmanifest to our gross vision. So for example, in the process of creation described in Sankhya, the elements get withdrawn backwards and then they're no longer visible to us, to our senses. So that is, avyakta is matter in an unmanifested form. That is in 8.20, in 8.18 also. But in 8.21, avyakta refers not to matter in an unmanifested form. It is referring to the spiritual world, which is made of spirit. So here it refers to that which is beyond sense perception because it is transcendental. So this is something which is beyond sense perception because it is in a subtle form. It is something which is beyond sense perception because it is a transcendent, because it is beyond matter. It is because spiritual. So the avyakta, the two avyaktas in the successive verses refer to two different things. And understanding such subtle differences enables us to not just appreciate the nuances of words and their meanings, but also helps us to appreciate and recognize the necessity of spiritual guides to help us to plumb the depths of the Gita and to appreciate its many profound meanings. Without the assistance of spiritual guides, the meaning of the Gita will remain avyakta to us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.